Your Majesty, he intoned.
Evander stopped, released my hand, and stood relaxed with a hand on his dagger.
Najendra, I bring to you Anwen.
Najendra pierced me with a flat gaze, and my palms started to sweat again. Pleased to meet you.
You are pleased? The Chiron asked.
I am, I said, although I knew it sounded ridiculous. It was just an expression.
Humans can lie,
Essen said in a gravelly voice. Evander cleared his throat.
You can see that she is real and as human as can be expected.
The council remained silent. Najendra stood from his throne.
The council has discussed the prophecy in haste and have concluded that our best skull shall be put to the task of deciphering it.
Evander cocked his head.
That isn't necessary, Najendra. I respect your authority here, but my throne and its power are well in hand.
Najendra did not look like he agreed.
Its solution will benefit us all.
Evander made a face.
It is our fondest wish to return you to power, Kavi.
The ancient turned to one of the bottom seats toward the wolf-like man.
You will relay your knowledge to His Majesty.
The wolf stood slowly, painfully. In a shaky voice, he said,
There are many interpretations, Your Majesty. The school have handed down many tales, but there is text to be studied. From memory, the school have recalled the practices of the blood bond. Ancient stories have also told of the Dion tree.
Evander held up a hand.
That is enough. I am honored by the school, Kavi. But there is time for that yet. Iron Veil is in immediate danger.
All the veils are in immediate danger,
the other ancient said. He was young and soft, with sandy hair and a petulant expression.
Unlocking the full power of Moros should be our focus.
Evander was dangerously close to scowling. Before he could speak, Essen said,
Yes, indeed. Already delays were made.
He pierced me with a gaze, and I resisted the urge to flinch.
Already we risked our safety by forestalling the fulfillment of the prophecy. There are two remaining pieces.
I wanted to march up the swirl of stone seats and shove beetles in Essen's eyes.